Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In these podcasts, we're digging a bit deeper into the Gospel of Matthew. And today we're in chapter 2, verses 16 to 18. When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now we'll split this section of scripture into two podcasts actually and talk about the Ramah section a bit more next time. But just for now, we see the heart and the nature of Herod exposed here. To kill all the boys in this area, 2 years old and under. That was his command, and it was carried out. It's a horrible thought. Herod's character that we know of, not only from the Bible, but from outside the Bible, from other sources, does fit with this. Josephus, an early historian of that period, reports that Herod ordered some nobles to be executed at his death, to ensure that there was mourning when he died, because Herod anticipated that his death might produce more rejoicing than mourning. And so he thought if everybody else, all these other nobles get executed, then at least someone will be mourning. But instead, when he did die, these nobles got released, and that produced a lot of celebration. Rather ironic in a way. During Herod's reign, a young but popular high priest, who was a bit of a competitor of his, had what they described as a drowning accident in a pool that was only a few feet deep. Highly suspicious. His favourite wife got him upset at some point, and Herod had her strangled. He was paranoid about his sons plotting against him, and so he had two of them executed, even though they were innocent. On his own deathbed, he had another son executed. The emperor of the time reputed to have said about Herod, better to be one of Herod's pigs than his son. Rather damning indictment there. But this is David. This is Herod's heart. This is what he was like. He was threatened, and he realized that once the Magi evaded him, outwitted him. He realized this must be serious. Magi's insights at that time were accorded a high level of trust, and so he acts rather like Pharaoh, in fact, from Exodus chapter 1, killing the children of Israel. And again, there's a parallel being brought out clearly here, I think, by Matthew, saying there's a parallel between Pharaoh and Herod, there's a parallel between Moses and Jesus. Of course, Jesus is going to be superior to Moses, but he's showing a parallel there. A link with the Exodus, a link with a miraculously preserved son, and ultimately rescue and salvation for God's people. Well, next time I go on to talk about the Ramah issue from verse 18, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.